It is time once again for our electrification podcast here from Sensible Heating and Cooling. Phil Jensen alongside of Corey Lopez and electrification for April as we push into, well, past spring already, I guess.
Weather's getting warm outside.
Oh, it's, you know, yeah. And again, you know, there's still a snowstorm coming somewhere. Always. Yep.
Usually a foot or two of snow, but this doesn't seem like it's going to be that kind of a spring, but maybe. Never know in Colorado.
Yeah, that's very, very true. So let's, it's on a lot of people's minds, and it's not just in the HVAC business, but, you know, all businesses. I think it's affecting a lot of different people, and that is kind of what's going on in Washington, D.C., tariffs. And I don't know, good news, bad news, whatever it means to you, whatever political persuasion you may be, I don't understand tariffs completely. I'm not sure there's a lot of people that understand tariffs completely. And that's not something we're going to dive into, but it is affecting things down the road for a lot of people in different things. And the HVAC industry is really no exception. There's some uncertainty here. What have you kind of seen here in the first quarter anyway, when it comes to just heating and cooling and when you talk to your customers?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. Our first quarter this year is really up a lot, revenue-wise and sales-wise, from where it was a year ago. And we've actually had a couple of experiences that talk about the tariffs, which one customer wanted to put in an air-to-water heat pump, and the manufacturer that we used for that piece of equipment, they are in British Columbia. And so we were trying to get the equipment ordered before the tariffs went into effect. They already had a 24% tariff in place for that particular heat pump. And so, you know, we paid that, which, you know, is a pretty sizable sum of money. But we were able to get it done, get it ordered before all this volatility has been going on with the government in the last few weeks. So that was our Canadian experience. And then with our other manufacturers, we've got one major manufacturer that does have a plant in Mexico. And so we're still waiting to see how that plays out. And, you know, regardless of that, the components come from a wide variety of places all around the world. It's a global economy. So motors and copper and steel and, you know, all those kinds of things come from not just this country, but all over the world. And so there's just a lot of uncertainty around that. And so, you know, we're just like everybody else. We're confused and just trying to see, you know, how this is going to play out.
I'm curious, in the past, so let's say before January in 2024 and before all of that, were there tariffs in place for some of these manufacturers?
Yeah, I think some of them. And, you know, we're not as keenly aware of it, or weren't as aware of it as we are now.
I don't think anybody was.
Yeah, not like this, not at this level anyway. So, yeah, and I'm sure that there were, but I think that, you know, the manufacturers, you know, they absorbed a lot of that cost, and, you know, they've got teams of accountants figuring out how to do all that and still be able to stay in business. And, you know, I think that's the bottom line for everybody, is that in order for a business to stay operating and be able to provide service to its customers, you've got to take into account all these different costs. And, you know, some businesses are better at it than others. And I think in the contracting industry, you know, you see it, we've seen so many companies come and go. And I think a lot of it is just because they don't pay attention to those kinds of things, and they're super important.
There are some companies that are taking some preemptive action with the volatility that you talked about by imposing cost increases on some units here. What does that mean for you guys?
So that's a cost, and we track our costs very carefully, and we, you know, our main way that we like to treat our customers is to make sure that they're getting top level service, quality service. And, you know, service involves a lot of different things. It's answering the phones. It's making sure that, you know, our customers are insured, that our employees are insured. There's so many different costs that we incur as a contractor. It's a very, very long list. And, you know, we want to do business the right way. So we pull permits, we have our licenses. We treat our employees very fairly, and, you know, we like for them to have a good quality lifestyle. And those are all things that are important, and, but they also cost money. And so it's hard to control those costs and still maintain a high level of service. But we do it, and I feel like we're competitive in the marketplace for companies that provide an equal level of service. Again, I think there's companies out there that will, you know, and a lot of them are not really even companies. Some of them are just guys working on their pickups in their garage, which, you know, is fine. Everybody's got to start somewhere, but I think it's really important to deal with contractors that are reputable and have been around for a little while and intend to stay around. And that's not always easy to find in the contracting community.
Yeah, I agree. The corporations, and again, we're partnered with Bryant, and this isn't speaking specifically of Bryant, but of the main manufacturers. And again, as you talked about, there's parts that are made from all over the world. It's not just in the U.S. because some of those parts aren't made here. The companies preemptively saying prices are going to go up. Well, prices go up all the time on a year-to-year basis, but it feels like this is more of a quarterly preemptive, we're going to raise prices in case we really get hit with tariffs. So there's not this sticker shock.
Yeah.
When Sensible tries to call up and say, hey, we're putting in a heat pump. We need a heat pump. And they say, well, with the new tariffs, this is what, you know, they're letting you guys know with great communication, this is what's happening. They're prices are going to be going up. So best thing, if you're thinking about buying, get off the mark and maybe get after it here, because the volatility is, we don't know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of forces at work here. And, you know, we went through that round of inflation post-COVID, and that was tough because of supply chain issues. And then now we're experiencing these kinds of challenges with the tariffs. And so it's been a very challenging market in the last few years. And, you know, again, we're trying to maintain a high level of service, high quality installations. And we don't preemptively raise our prices, but we do watch our costs. And, you know, historically we've got, you know, some pretty reasonable margins that we try to maintain. And, you know, frankly, one of the big costs is training for our people, and especially the people in the field. And one of the things that we like to brag about is that we're Bryant factory authorized dealers. But the factory does require a minimum amount of training for every single one of our employees. And, you know, we're proud of that because, you know, we're sort of a mini manufacturer ourselves in that, you know, when you buy a car, the car shows up on the dealer's lot and it's already assembled. It's already been test driven. You know, lots of things have gone into making that car. And what the dealer is doing is they're selling the car, but they're also providing the backup service in case something goes wrong. And in our case, we do receive a piece of equipment, and we assume that it's been gone through quality control checks and that kind of thing. And then, but the final piece of that manufacturing process is what our installers do and what our technicians do to get that piece of equipment installed correctly, and then to start it up correctly, and then to service it correctly. And that takes a high degree of training. And not every company is willing to train their workforce the way that we do. And that's really, really important because you can take an average or even a below average piece of equipment, and if it's installed well, then it's going to run for a long time, and it's going to be efficient, and it's going to work to the best capacity that that piece of equipment is expected to perform. But one of the differentiations between Bryant and even Water Furnace, our geothermal manufacturer, they do require that we go through a certain amount of training on every type of equipment that we install. And so, we have to send our people to school, or have them go out, take online classes, and there's a lot to it. This equipment has gotten more technical, not less technical. It's just like everything else. And so you don't send a backyard mechanic out to work on this piece of equipment. You've got to have the knowledge, you've got to have the tools, you've got to have the know-how, you've got to have the experience. And those are all things that, when we have our highly qualified people going out to work on this equipment, we want to make sure that they're treating somebody's house with respect and the people with respect, and that they understand what they're doing. And so all that takes time and experience, and frankly, some very good management and some very good communication with our customers. You can't just walk in and throw on these pieces of equipment and get good results. By the time you If you put it in properly, then most of the job is done, but you still got to start it up and really check out how it operates, and to maximize the efficiency, which is, that's what we're all about. We're trying to help reduce energy costs for everybody.
Absolutely. So, and as you mentioned, it's the expertise, the training that you do. There is actually on the website, sensibleheat.net, if you go to the blog area, we have the blog and the podcast. You click on the blog, there's a recent article that we put together that cites a lot of different sources as well, but it's always choose experts for maintaining geothermal and heat pump systems. Now, that's true with traditional HVAC systems and traditional AC systems, but we talk about the expertise that we have in the geothermal world, and everybody seems to think heat pumps are new. They're not really. You guys have been installing heat pumps and fixing heat pumps when they need to be repaired for a long time.
Sensible has been doing that since 2010. The founder, Dan Schmid, he started out doing geothermal heat pumps, and it's just kind of grown from there. I have to chuckle a little bit. We have a technician out working on a system today, and this one's interesting because the owner of the property contacted me almost a year ago, and they were doing a pretty major remodel to his house, and the general contractor he was working with, the owner contacted me. He was interested in geothermal. We worked together for a while, trying to design the right system for his house. And his general contractor, who doesn't really understand geothermal, decided to have his own HVAC person put in the geothermal system, and they really didn't understand what they were doing. So today we were out there after the system was installed by somebody else, and we're fixing the system to make it work correctly because they honestly just didn't know what they were, getting themselves into.
Yeah.
And so now we are going behind it. And yeah, I'm disappointed that we didn't get the original installation, but you know, at least we can go in and our technician can take a look at everything and you know, hopefully, you know, the installation and the design was done well enough that, you know, if there are little things that need to be fixed, then we can take care of that. And, you know, this person invested a lot of money, even if it wasn't with us, but it's still a big investment. And to not be able to get that final 10 or 15% of it correct, you know, it can be pretty costly over the years if we don't make sure it's right.
Absolutely. SensibleHeat.net, place where you could find more information about that, not only to install geothermal and heat pumps, but also a good idea to maintain those a couple times a year. And Sensible Heating and Cooling can always do that. I didn't want the podcast to be all doom and gloom. We talk about prices are probably going to go up here a little bit. So keep that in mind if you're thinking about buying in, you know, heat pump, geothermal, even traditional heating and cooling. Speaking of cooling, though, we've been banging the drum on this for a couple of years now, but new regulations when it comes to the type of refrigerant that is used kicked in here in 2025. And we were saying, well, buy the old systems as best you can. Chances are most of those old systems are gone now, right? I mean, it's... And that kicks prices up a little bit.
Right. And so the, you know, what we've seen is that the...
And we're talking air conditioning here. We're talking about air conditioning and refrigerant that goes in the air conditioning. And, you know, we've seen an evolution of, you know, hey, man, I'm old school. I hear the word Freon. I know exactly what we're talking about, but Freon's not available anymore. Well, I shouldn't say not available. It's just not a part of the regulations. They're trying to make things more peace of mind for people who use air conditioners, and for you guys, a little safer as well, better for the planet. We talk about it, and that's what the regulations are all about, but it also raises costs a little bit.
Right. And yeah, so that's kicked into effect, and we're starting to be able to get the equipment with the new refrigerant in it. There's still some inventory on the older refrigerant, and so we are in the process of making that transition, and the new refrigerant has a less global warming potential, which is what drove this whole change to begin with. And so the equipment is more expensive, and some people are embracing that and are willing to pay the price because of the improvement in the global warming potential, which means that it'll be less depletion to the ozone layer. And, you know, of course, you know, many of us are very concerned about that. And the older refrigerant is fine. It was much better than the refrigerant that we were using 20 years ago. But it is, those inventories are being pretty depleted pretty rapidly. Our high-end equipment is pretty well out of inventory. We've still got some mid-range and low-end our equipment using the R410 that's still available, but you know, this is, we're going into to May, and so it's going to be getting installed very quickly. And I would say by, you know, early to mid-summer that the older equipment will be completely out of stock at that point.
Yeah. Happy summer, though. I mean, if you want a happy summer, at the very least, probably better to keep that air conditioning unit maintained. You can do that, but let's say spots are limited potentially for maintenance, because everybody's going to want their AC unit maintained. Good time to do it. Do it now. Try to set something up now as best you can. Don't wait till we hit the middle of May and start getting into June and temperatures are pushing triple digits.
Yeah, and right now our schedule is about a week out for both service and for installation. But once we hit that one point where, you know, we hit a 90-degree day, or the other part that's really interesting is that once the temperatures don't cool off below 60 at night, that's when things really get busy for us. And at that point, our schedule will, you know, get booked out for 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, it's 3 or 4 weeks a lot of times before we can even get to somebody. And, you know, it's our, one of our biggest supply constraints is labor. And, you know, we keep trying to find the right people to come to work for us, but it just happens every season that, you know, we get calls of desperation when it's 95 or 100 degrees outside. And unfortunately, we do our best, but we can't always get to everybody right away.
You don't have enough techs because they're working on other projects, probably air conditioning projects or heat pump projects for other people, installing and maintaining it, something of somebody who called 2 weeks before or 3 weeks before. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I might as well put in a plug for, you know, technicians, because, you know, we're a very career-minded company, and we're always looking for good technicians, and we're also looking for good younger people that can are willing to be trained. And, you know, it's a good trade, it pays well, and, you know, when you really understand the industry, then there's never a shortage of work. So you know, and the other part that's really interesting is it's very technical and challenging. So a lot of times what we're looking for is computer experts that don't mind getting their hands dirty. So, you know, that's, you're out in the field and so if you know somebody who wants to learn a trade and in their early 20s and not quite sure what they want to do, then I'd sure love to talk to them.
SensibleHeat.net is our website. You can find out more information about employment opportunities, as you talked about. That's a great recruiting. I'm going to clip that. We'll just play that over and over and over. The sensible culture, though, is pretty awesome. I can vouch for that firsthand. 720-876-7166. That's the number to call. You can get a free quote at our website, SensibleHeat.net. And if you, we talked a lot about pricing, and prices are going to go up. That's just what happens as we go along. But we have financing options always on things that we do, and those are always available. You can find out more at SensibleHeat.net. You can call, chat with Joe. You can talk a little bit about some of that too. If you have any questions, 720-876-7166. That was fun. Happy spring. Look forward to a happy summer coming in May.
Yeah. Yep. The springtime baseball turning into summertime baseball. All that fun stuff.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Absolutely. Although we're not going to talk about the Rockies because, yikes. all right. Hopefully, as the weather heats up, they'll heat up as well. That's been Electrification Here. We look forward to talking to you in May. You want to get a hold of us, SensibleHeat.net. You can leave a comment as well. If you have a question you'd like us to answer on the podcast, you can do that too, right here on the website. Goodbye for now.